I'm Jim Burris, in for Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Here's a great example of population growth. In 1950, the city of Doraville had about 472 people. Well, that number is now just under 11,000. As part of our continuing look at area cities and visions for economic growth, Robert Patrick, who's a District 1 councilman from the city of Doraville, joins us in studio.
Councilman
Patrick, thanks for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
I just found out that you are a Canadian.
How
did you end up in Doraville?
I'm an American citizen.
No, I'm just messing with you. but no, so actually, it's kind of interesting. How did you end up here?
So my parents had a traveling business, and they met on the road, and we eventually settled here out in Conyers. The business was based in Atlanta, and we kind of just stayed here.
Right now, one of the big development projects in Doraville is Assembly. Of course, mm-hmm. It's at the old General Motors plant off I-285. It took some time, but finally a developer has come in, and that's got to be great news for the city of Doraville.
It is great news. Previous councils had been working on developing a plan for the redevelopment of that site since we knew that GM site would be closing. So there's been a lot of planning to get us to this point, and now it's just we're fortunate to have a developer who's going to take us to the next step.
How much of that development, in your viewpoint, will really help the city's economy once it's completed?
I think it will completely help. And the simple reason is Doraville, since the 1940s, was built around the GM development, which was industrialization mm-hmm. and manufacturing. Obviously, the plant closed down, and now it's an opportunity to find the new economy or new economies that could be moving in here. So anything from attracting corporate headquarters to the maker movement, the studio, that's all been contemplated in our zoning that we approved for that.
As far as the development immediately around it, what kind of businesses do you think will come in?
The zoning that we approved opens it up for a lot of opportunities. So there will be some retail, there will be some office, there will be opportunities for housing. We sort of laid out the blanket or created the opportunities for what could be there. And then the developer will work with the private sector to try and actually get that built out.
All that takes kind of the non-sexy part of development, and that's infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Is the infrastructure in place to accommodate that, or is that something that you all also have to build at this point?
Yeah, great question. So recently, the council has been working on developing a TAD, or Tax Allocation District. We are wanting to partner with the DeKalb County Board of Commissioners, as well as DeKalb County Board of Education, to help put in that infrastructure. And infrastructure is obviously the roads, but it's going to be water and sewer needs, high-speed internet needs, basically anything you need for a city to operate in the 21st century. That's what we're going to be looking to have put in there.
And how much is something like that, ballpark figure?
We have heard a variety of things. The TAD that's being applied for, or the maximum value, as I understand, of the TAD would be about $293 million. When I say that, people's eyebrows raise.
Just like it, yeah.
Just like yours did. But it's not something that the TAD gets approved, other agencies sign off on it, there's a check cut, and then people go forth. It's the private sector has to come in with a plan that shows needs
mm-hmm.
And is backed up by valuation. And then it wouldn't be one check or one investment. It's going to be a series of smaller ones over the lifespan of the development. So that could range from 20 to 25 years.
We're speaking with Robert Patrick. He's a District 1 councilman from the city of Doraville, and we're here to talk about a lot of issues with the city. Now, with all that development and obviously the population growth, you have mm-hmm. people moving in, but Doraville is not really that big when you look at it from in terms of land.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have concerns that this will become a little congested here? Because you know where I'm going with the T word, traffic.
Well, it's already congested. I drive from my house up PIB, Peachtree Industrial mm-hmm. Boulevard, every morning, and I see the folks who are going southbound. And it's backed up.
It's backed up.
Golly, all the way up to Holcomb Bridge Road, sometimes as far as Medlock Bridge Road. So the traffic's already there. As the economy is improving, it's only going to get worse. And so, again, with our partners at the county, there's transportation plans that have already been sort of developed, and it's now just a simple matter of finding funding, rework those interchanges, to handle that traffic volume. And then the other thing is if you could live within walking distance of where you work,
that would be great.
How much of a benefit would that be?
As someone who can speak from experience, it is the best thing in the world.
And that ultimately will be another component of the redevelopment, which is there'll be a housing component there. I know a lot of emphasis is being placed on Assembly, but there's also the former Kmart property, which is Nexus, which is also going to have a housing component to it, as well as a mixed retail. So the idea is to bring everything into Doraville, and if you have a reason to ultimately live there in addition to work there, that's what we want.
Well, let's dig deeper into the transportation fixes, as you just sort of talked about. You talked about interchanges, but what specific plans are you all looking at, or can you reveal them? Are they top secret?
We're in government. Nothing's top secret. The specific plans that I have seen, and these are available on DeKalb's transportation website, is connectivity from the different neighborhoods to the GM site. There's a plan, I believe, to extend Shalliford Road over the railroad tracks to get over to Peachtree Industrial. And then the developer has had this idea of a covered walkway to go under the MARTA station and come out at the GM site. So there's lots of opportunities there.
Well, how much you mentioned MARTA, how much is MARTA involved in this too also, is working with you all?
So that right now is happening more at a staff level. But my understanding is, since it's obviously their property, as well as Norfolk Southern, that there will be considerable influence from them as to how things ultimately look.
I want to talk about the demographics, the population of Doraville. We've read that about half of the population is identified as Latino, 17% as Asian, and you know that that makes it different than a lot of other areas of the city. Is that a benefit when you're talking about bringing in new businesses? How do you see that?
The question is how do I see the diversity of Doraville
As a benefit? For example, are businesses looking for what may be considered a labor population, and that you all fit that bill?
I actually hadn't thought about that. I look at it more from, if you go down Buford Highway, there's a variety of restaurants, a variety of things that attract you to the area, from Vietnamese to obviously Mexican, Korean, there's American there as well. So I think that the diversity itself is a benefit. And ultimately something that's sort of reflecting the trends that we have nationally, which is different populations are moving in and more diversity is coming. And I sort of think Doraville has already captured that location. And now with the redevelopment of the GM site and Nexus, it's sort of, let's capitalize on it now.
What about entrepreneurs? Are there programs in place to attract them to Doraville, incentive packages, things like that?
Not necessarily incentive packages. And I'm not sure how we would really incentivize beyond our location to attract other businesses to our place. So, no.
It's a good location. It seems like that's going to be enough for a lot of folks.
But if you're trying to, Councilman Patrick, if you're trying to attract more businesses, and you all want to attract some businesses, right? You have some land available. If I'm Business X and I come to you and I say, well, what can you offer me? Can you offer me anything? Other than that we know it's a great location and there is a lot of diversity, what can you offer me?
Essentially, access to markets. From Doraville, you have a great location within northeastern Atlanta.
Could you convince me not to look at Atlanta or Chamblee or Brookhaven?
I could. Doraville is still growing. If you look at the good folks down in Brookhaven, they're built out. We're sort of in this phase of taking down some of the older development and rethinking it. And I know those other locations are looking into that as well. But I guess from my perspective, when the economy went down, Doraville was hit pretty hard. And I think that with right now the value of land.
Was that solely because of the GM plant?
No, I would say that was a combination of GM certainly had an influence in it, but I mean with the global economy taking a downturn, I mean there's no way to avoid that very wide brush that everyone was affected by that. So anyway, but Doraville, which did take a pretty strong stick during the downturn, has more opportunity to grow. I mean, if you can gut in now, invest now, you really will be coming out much better in the long run.
When you talk to your residents, when you talk to people who live in the city of Doraville, and I'm assuming that you do, what are their concerns? What do they tell you?
One of the concerns is sidewalks. To go from my neighborhood to get to the school, you essentially have to walk down a road that has no sidewalks. There's a portion of a sidewalk near the school itself.
Yeah, I've been around since the 1800s. Y'all on sidewalks?
That was before my time. Thank you. That was before my time. But that's a priority. And coming up actually on our next agenda is a discussion on installing sidewalks.
And it takes money, so obviously that's the budget will allow for that. And
we have money that has been budgeted for that, and essentially it's what's the priority? Do we put in new sidewalks? Do we look to repairing existing problems? What's the right combination for that? And then also, you know, what type of sidewalk? How wide do you want your sidewalks? Typically, they're about 3 feet wide, 4 feet wide. But if you go to some parks, I mean, like over in Dunwoody, they've got a nice 12-foot wide walking trail that, I mean, that's the way to do it, in my opinion.
You know what comes next? Because sidewalks and the bicyclists will say, well, we need our bicycle lane. So this is going to just grow.
Absolutely. And I liked, in fact, I'm the only person in our dais that bikes to the council meetings. So, yes, a sidewalk would be great.
So you must be biking in the street, because if you don't have sidewalks, how are you getting there?
Biking on the street.
Oh. Which is where you're supposed to bike, might I add.
I understand it, but I feel safer on the sidewalks.
Yeah, I wish I could drive on the sidewalks for that very reason. Unrelated, we should note that we asked Mayor Donna Pittman to appear as a guest to represent Doraville, but she declined. Her term ends at the end of this year, so someone new will take over. Any thoughts on your end of running for Doraville mayor?
No.
Why not?
A mayor's position and responsibility is a lot different than that of a councilman. And then also for my own personal reasons, you know, I have a family, young children. Mayor Pittman's family's a bit older. They're a bit more self-sufficient, so... I expect that she will run again, and I think she'll win, honestly.
I want to ask you this, Councilman Patrick, about policies in Doraville in terms of what would you like to see? Are there some changes you would like to see in terms of policies? And it could be whether it's with the police department. And you know that City of Doraville came under criticism for a SWAT training video. So is there an area that you would like to see some changes?
I would like to see the city become more proactive with the residents. And not just first of all, our police department and I think our city staff are fantastic. They engage the community. But I think there's perhaps more that we can do. Something I've been talking with staff is essentially neighborhood barbecues. Invite the police over. Open up their cars. Invite public works over. Show them the trucks that the equipment that operates the city. And try and build relationships. And that's ultimately what's going to make the difference is relationships between City Hall and the residents. It is difficult, though. You know, Doraville does have pockets of poverty. Mm-hmm. And as I've heard on NPR in the past, that it's sort of the more economic challenges you have, the less time you have available to get involved in your community.
I think
and make
Doraville
things
is right at 30%.
Yes. Yeah.
In terms of the poverty.
So. Those are issues. Those are difficulties that we have. But you know, the benefit of trying is we'll get it. It's just a matter of finding the right combination to get it.
As we close out, I have to ask: do you know the words to the Atlanta Rhythm Section song titled "Doraville"?
My favorite line is, "New York City's nice, but it sure ain't Doraville."
Ain't it the truth? Robert Patrick is the District 1 Councilman for the City of Doraville. Thanks so much for coming in on Closer Look. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Councilman. Mm-hmm.